Hi, this is James Shramko from internetmarketingspeed.com. Today's special guest is a good friend of mine who is from Canada, and we've met face-to-face in Washington, D.C., and we've been in communication for quite some time now, a member of my Superfast Results community and an excellent marketer. Welcome to the call, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, Kevin, I think what you've been working on lately is very, very exciting and has huge implications for any internet marketer who's currently doing the local business method, which is, I'm actually going to ask you to explain what it is that you actually do in this business, because I think it's probably best coming directly from you. What are you actually doing with your internet marketing and local businesses?
Well, there's a lot of, local businesses that really, in my opinion, get ripped off if it comes to any sort of web development, or they just don't know about internet marketing or sort of what market exists online. For example, in my area, for the local Yellow Page directory, you're looking about almost $100,000 per year to advertise. And if you go to their website, at the beginning of their website, their login page, they actually give you the statistic about how many people look to the Yellow Pages for help. That stat is from 2003. So what I do is I try to find people who are advertising, but advertising in what I believe to be wrong areas, and I try to market to them. And my problem has always been, how do you market to them? Doing the typical direct mail or, worst case, cold calling usually doesn't work. Nobody likes to do it. What I found very easy was to create videos that offer value to my prospects and at the same time demonstrate to them why they should be advertising and spending money online.
Excellent. So you've pretty much eliminated the need to cold call, so to speak.
Exactly. Nobody likes cold calling. Nobody likes to get a call. Nobody likes to make it. I make these videos. It doesn't take me a long time to make them because I've set up a way to do it. And I've almost educated the prospect in a way that they're almost excited about what could happen. If they're not, well, you know, you're not going to land every single one of them. But for the most part, they do get excited because you're showing them something they did not know about.
Yes, I really like the approach. It's something that I've used in the past a couple of years ago, and I even published about it. But I'm actually surprised that not many people do it. What do you think's been stopping people from using videos in their marketing? Is it because they don't know about it, or because they think it might be technically difficult? Perhaps you could take us through some of the technicalities.
Well, I'm going to guess maybe a little bit of both. More so the technical part, that it seems hard. Your blog post from 2 years ago, you did a post about how to do a site review, and that's actually one of the first things that I saw and sort of got me onto the idea. And then I didn't necessarily do anything with it and thought, okay, well, whatever. It seemed like another marketing piece. But it took me about 3 or 4 sort of hints and sort of shoves to push me over. I'm like, okay, well, I'll give it a try. More than likely because I tried a bunch of other things and they weren't as responsive. So I started to get maybe a little bit desperate. But I did them, and I made a couple of videos. And immediately, these people are calling me back and they're just like, they love the videos. I mean, this one guy watched the video. He said, he told me, like, I've watched it like 10 times. He goes, I had no idea that this goes on. And they're really not that hard to make, in my opinion. I mean, they seem daunting at first. I mean, I used to watch these product launches and see the videos that came out. I'm like, how do you do that? But if you actually sit down and piece it all together, I mean, it's not for everyone, but you can do it. It's possible.
Could you give me sort of a couple of the steps? Like, what is the sequence without getting overly technical? If I'm just a normal, everyday internet marketing operator, what sort of equipment would I need? Do I need to have professional studio stuff, or is it stuff you can just download? Are there paid programs? Are they free? You know, what's involved here?
Well, here's the best part: is that there's no studio involved, there's no equipment involved. In terms of software, I guess it depends on whether you're on a, say for example, a Mac or a PC. But you're looking at the most for some editing software. Sometimes on a Mac, it's free. On Windows, maybe $100 or less. And then the videos, most people assume that, a lot of people assume that videos require like a video studio, editing equipment, professional sound mixers, you name it. And today's computers allow people to like make videos that look very, very professional. And they just don't know that it's capable of doing that. And with the right instructions, and you turn around and, for example, the videos that I make, if you want to do them quickly, you make them modular. I mean, you start with the beginning, you have a middle piece, and you have an end. And if you can repeat certain parts of it, it makes them very quick to produce.
Okay, this is a really important part. So what you're saying is that there's certain parts of the video that are templated, and you only have to customize one part of it each time. Is that right?
Exactly. See, if you think about making a video from start to finish every time, I mean, it's daunting. It's probably, if you've ever tried it before, it's probably taken you, you've wasted a whole day. I have. And you don't have to do that. If you start making it in pieces, and there's certain pieces that you can repeat, there's certain pieces that you can make like unique. And if you piece them all together with some editing software, and with the right pieces and whatever, you can make a very powerful, compelling, professional-looking video, which you would normally think, came from a studio or whatever, but it came from you.
Yeah, I've seen some of these videos, and I've got to say, my first reaction was, wow, like the production values look so high compared to some of the videos that I've made, for example. I wouldn't consider myself technically advanced in terms of video production. I'm just your basic ScreenFlow or Camtasia sort of person, maybe do a PowerPoint or something. But I think there's just some little things you must be doing to make it look that much more professional, but you're saying it's not overly difficult.
No, it's not. And the funny thing is everybody, whoever watches videos, they see valuable videos. They see good quality videos. They also see bad ones. But when you see a good one, at least for me anyway, it's kind of almost like instant perceived value that there's more to it than sort of, say, like a cheap video. It doesn't have to be like, professional. It's a very gray area when it comes to what you call professional and not professional. But there's good ones and there's bad ones. It doesn't take a lot to make a good one.
Yeah, well, I mean... I think casting my mind back to when I started teaching this concept, I was saying that from the point of view of a business owner, nobody is sending them video appraisals. They're getting hammered with the direct mail and the telephone and people turning up at their office, and you're right, they don't want to see them. They don't want to be sold. But it's almost like entertainment, the way that you're presenting these videos.
Well, the old methods they're beaten to death almost, I would say. I spoke with a friend of mine who I haven't probably spoken to in, 10 years. They do like a chaps and stuff. They're like a horse type supply store. And they've got a website, and she made it herself. I mean, it looks absolutely terrible. And the reason it looks so bad, she gets so many phone calls and cold calls about that we will fix your website for you. It's bad. We're gonna do something for you. You need to do something. You need to spend so much money with us. And she's just immune to it. She gets annoyed by the fact that she gets these calls. And she's not the only business that gets these things. She said no, which is great. I've also seen other customers that have actually fallen for it, and they've paid $15,000 to $20,000 for a template website that somebody could make with Dreamweaver and, an hour. It's ridiculous.
I've had clients fall for the same thing where they get a design agency to make them a mock-up. They charge over $10,000 for a Photoshop mock-up of what the website might look like after it's been coded and developed. It fascinates me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you actually say in the video? I mean, is it you talking? Is it a slideshow? Is it some sort of animation? I'm sure people listening to this would want to know what is in a video, and they probably want to know if there's one that they could look at, because I'm sure that people like to sticky beak.
Sure. There's it kind of like a little bit of everything. Most people are a little bit shy, including me. I don't necessarily want to be the star of a video, but you can narrate a video. You can narrate a video with pictures, with a presentation which is animated. You can narrate a video with picture in picture. I mean, you can make a very powerful video without actually starring in it, and it all involves what I was saying, presentation. It could be like, for example, a PowerPoint presentation, but one put together with animations and so forth. It's not that hard. It seems hard at the beginning. If you were to watch the finished product, like, I mean, I watched some of, for example, the Video Boss, Andy Jenkins videos. I'm like, wow, how did you make those? But if you piece it down, I mean, I won't take away from his videos. They're very, very good. But they're not as hard as I initially thought they were when I actually buckled down and tried to make one myself. But initially, I would never have thought, I'm like, I could never make that. There's no way.
And you have made these now.
I have, exactly. You know what? I watched a bunch of videos. I sat down for a long time, and now I've figured out how to make these. And I believe that the ones that I do make are, people do like them. I mean, they're not Hollywood movies, but they're not YouTube amateur movies either. And if you piece all these parts together, you can do it very quickly, and you can make really, really, really good videos.
Well, upon watching your samples, because we're in a mastermind group together, mm-hmm. which is where we get to exchange high-level ideas, and I said to you, you have to teach people how to do this, because, you know, I selfishly wanted to learn how to do it, and you've actually gone away and produced an entire kit on how to do this. Perhaps you can talk us through, what have you actually put together, and what does it teach? And more importantly, what sort of results are you getting with this? Like, what is your average customer worth? And, you know, what sort of conversions rates are you seeing? I want to know what the results are before we even find out how to do this, even if, make sure it's worthwhile doing.
Fair enough. So what I started doing is I started putting these together for potential clients. And what I've found is, for the most part, I'm going to go with at least 60% of the people, more than half of the videos that I send, I get an email back or a call back. They're interested in maybe it's great presentation. So like, what's next? Or let's go. I'm sold. It's not going to be like that for everyone, but the response rate compared to something like a cold call. I mean, a cold call. You've got a cold call before. I get belligerent with them sometimes because they call me on my dinner time.
Yeah.
But a video is such. I give you a video. I send it to you, and you can look at on your own time. It's informative. It's engaging. I'm offering some value, and they call back.
Are you sending these online, or are you sending them a DVD?
Well, here's the thing. So, for the most part, online, because I'm going to get, for most prospects, they've already got a website and they've got an email address I can send to. The other day, I found a prospect that was actually, they did not have a website. So what I did was the exact same thing I do for everyone else. But after the fact, I burned it to a DVD as a movie. Very easily with my Mac, or I'm sure there's some sort of Windows software, you can do the same thing. I burned it as a movie, and then I went into this business and I pretended that like somebody had asked for it already, and I just delivered it to them.
And what was the reaction?
I got a phone call about 2 days later. They said, "Were you the one that dropped off this video?" And I said, "Absolutely." And the conversation continued, and now I'm helping them.
Wow. So could you give us like a dollar value of a contract that you've won? Like, you know, what sort of money are we talking about here?
Well, they could range from, I turn around and somebody wants a $5,000 website, or I've turned in, for example, the DVD story, they had absolutely nothing. They were actually, the funny part, they were already in, negotiations, or they were already on their way to making a website with this one company. But this one company that they were working with didn't provide or present nearly half of the information that I provided in that video. So when I gave them that DVD, they pretty much cut off the other company. Like, we're done. I guess here's your money for whatever you've done so far. And here's, they came back to me and said, here's 20 grand for your website and for the next whatever period of time doing like SEO services, article writing, you name it.
$20,000.
Yes.
Okay. Now,
and,
all right.
And they're getting a good value for that, because you go back to, you hear stories of these people who pay the same amount of money for a template website.
Oh, you do. Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny, the thing that inspired my post about this 2 years ago was that I was used this exact method. And when I was testing it, I ended up signing up two clients who I still have now, 2 years later, who pay an average of $5,500 per month. So we're talking, you know, a couple of hundred thousand dollars from the first beta test of this technique that I ran. Now, yeah. I don't know if people were doing it before, but I certainly know that these days, every internet marketer under the sun is telling people that this is the greatest business model ever. But invariably, when you scratch below the surface, you find out that they've gone and found someone who's been doing it. They haven't actually been doing it themselves. So I love that you're doing this yourself. You've taken an idea and turned it into the highest production value that I've seen, but you've also made it probably the easiest to do by the way that you've put together a templated modular system.
Well, so sure. I've basically tried to wow their pants off. If I was a business owner, what
works.
I was blown away
when I saw your videos.
Yeah, well, I turned around and like put myself in the business owner's shoes. Would I like a phone call? Would I like direct mail? Or would I like this video that not just a video that was like a sales video. This was a video that presented information that I was completely unaware of, but at the same time, valuable information that opened their eyes up to the possibilities of internet marketing and how much more business they could get if they would actually focus online.
And the thing is, I've seen you, you've been learning in the background like a ninja. I've seen you at a high-level internet marketing event. I've seen you in my forum. You've also been in local business forums. So you've been gathering and scouring all the best information and you've put it together. I want you to talk about the product that you've put together. I've put a link to it near this post, localvideomethods.com. That's my link to your product. And I like this product so much that I wanted to be the first person to talk to you about it and to promote it to my customers. Because if you're talking about a $20,000 contract or a $5,000 contract, I'm sure that anyone who applies this method could reasonably get a couple of hundred dollars from this or a few thousand dollars. Am I right?
I believe so. I mean, the contracts that you could get or the customers that you can press, I mean, it could be a customer that was willing to spend $2,000. How much time did it take you to put that video together? At the most, 30 minutes to put that video together and send it to them. And if I could do five of those and get five clients that all want to spend $1,000, that's $5,000. And it took me, I don't know, let's say 5 hours at the most.
So tell me about what you've assembled, the resources in this pack.
So what I've put together is what I went through. I've put together a guide that walks you through from start to finish about how to start with the video, even a couple of tips about how to find, at least in my area, what I do is how do I find new clients and new clients who spend money on advertising? So how to find lucrative clients, for example, to send a video to. And then more importantly, what I do is I walk through how to set up the introduction part of the video, which it involves a presentation, narrated, animated. And then there's the actual review of their website. So how to walk through their video, what to point out, what tools I use to demonstrate to them what they're missing out on, what's actually going on. And then there's also the closing piece of it, which includes, again, more scripts and presentation templates. And then finally, how to take all those modular pieces and put them together and make a fluid, compelling video.
Okay, so what are the actual deliverables then when you log into the membership? I've had a look, and I've noticed there's a PDF report explaining the whole process. There are streaming videos showing each step, and they're also downloadable to your computer.
Yes, so you get everything. There's everything's downloadable, include all the videos. There's a PDF guide. There's also the templates that I used, including like Mac Keynote, and then there's like the Windows side. There's PowerPoint. There's scripts, including intro scripts, closing scripts to go along with your video, as well as you can log in and watch all these videos online at the same time in high quality.
Fantastic. Now, obviously, you're going to be charging a lot for this because it's very valuable.
It is very valuable, but I'm not going to charge that much. No, I think it's worth a lot more. But
well, how much is it?
$97.
You're joking.
No.
I mean, that's a steal.
I put a lot of time into it, and I believe that it's probably worth more to a whole lot of people, but I believe $97 is a fair value to get all the templates, the walkthrough. Basically, it's start to finish.
I'm pretty sure some people would turn this into a $2,000 product just with, you know, each of the components and draw it out over some pre-launch videos and then hype it up a bit with affiliates.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've seen full day seminars that talk about videos and 2-day seminars that talk about how to do video production.
Wow. Okay, so on your page, which I've put a link to, localvideomethods.com, you've got a video on there, so people can sort of get a tease for how you put together a video, I suppose. They're going to see your work in its finest.
Yeah, there's a little sales video there, and there's a little picture-in-picture, and the video there is actually videos that you'll see as part of the membership, which walking you through how to build the video that you're actually watching.
Wow. Okay. Just a couple of questions before we close. Tell me honestly, Kevin, can your average internet marketer do this?
Absolutely. I believe so 100%, and here's why. It's from start to finish video. I mean, everybody's got a computer, and if you've got a computer, you know how to use a little bit, and you can follow instructions. If you can follow instructions and put together a video, it's the value in the video that sells. It's not your skills. You don't have to be the most skilled video production person. All you have to do is be able to follow the instructions and make a video and present value to a prospect, and that is what will sell them. It's not your skill or ability. So if you can follow instructions, make this video, you will get people that will call you back and say, how can you help me? Or they'll just say, you know what, I'm already sold. You've already shown me how you can help me.
Fantastic. Well, there you go. I mean, I'm just super excited. I think you've done a wonderful job. You've taken an idea and turned it into the state of the art, but you've made it easy for people. I'm 100% behind this, and we're also going to put together a special bonus for people who buy your product. Use
that
link
here,
localvideomethods.com. We're going to organize a 2-week, like 14-day free access to our own internet marketing community, superfastresults.com, which is where you're a member as well. And we discuss
Absolutely.
This sort of stuff every day, and that's pretty much how we connected. How long have we been in touch now? 9 months?
Yeah, about there, 9-10 months. I couldn't recommend that forum any higher.
Well, it's you know, you've come a long way in such a short time, and I think with products like this, you're about to take off. So everyone listening, look out for Kevin McKillop, because I just think this is setting the bar very high. thanks so much for putting aside a few moments to talk to me about this.
Well, thank you.
Keep on that process. I can't wait to see how this goes. Thank you very much.
I'm excited. Thank you.